Welcome back to Bro'n with Owen, Christmas special. Merry Christmas or Merry Christmas Eve, whenever you're watching this. With the Brotato chip, we got our hot chocolate. I got Screwball in mine.
I just have hot chocolate.
Yummy. Would you rather fight a horse-sized chicken, so like a chicken that's the size of the horse, or 100 horses the size of chickens?
Chickens? I would never fight a horse. How sad.
So you're going to fight a massive chicken?
Yeah. I don't care about chickens like horses. Like in movies, when horses die, it's the saddest thing ever.
You're going to fight a massive chicken?
Yeah.
I don't think you could take on a massive chicken.
I do too.
Just yeah, one. I could see you freaking running from a regular sized chicken. Am I wrong?
No. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
No. I would do a chicken.
A horse-sized chicken. It's not just any chicken.
Whatever.
I think I could take on a little 100 horses. I'd just be like stomping around.
No, that's so mean.
But then they'd be like kicking you and stuff.
And it's poor little horses.
But they're trying to kill you.
I don't care. It's a horse.
Yours is steamy.
I took my lid off so I could drink it.
All right, so today's special is brought to you by none other than Brotato Chip with another true crime.
Minus the wine.
Minus the wine. Yeah, true crime and hot cocoa.
Yeah, because it's Christmas Eve and
nice.
It's early. We don't want to break open the wine yet.
Let's get right into it. Why are you got some Screwball in mind?
Okay, so this story is the Lawson family murders.
Lawson family?
Yep. So this happened in 1929. So a few days before Christmas, Charles Lawson and his family, they're from Germantown, I think, North Carolina. I don't know if I'm saying Germantown. That right. Germantown. But so they're from Germantown, and Charles, his wife, and his 7 kids. He's got a lot of kids.
Damn.
They pack up in the car, and they go to town, which is like 13 miles away, which is Winston-Salem. I'm assuming maybe North Carolina. I don't know. And so he bought them all new clothes, which is kind of like...
It's expensive for 7 kids.
7 kids, and they weren't really like that, I guess. He was a tobacco farmer, but... Oh. It wasn't, it was a rare, that was rare for
rare
them.
Rare occasion.
Yeah, so. New clothes. Yeah, so he went and got them all new clothes, and then he was like, okay, like, wear the clothes. We're going to get our picture taken.
Did you mention that this is during Christmas time?
I said a few days before Christmas. Okay. So this happened a few days before Christmas. So they get their I think they got their portrait done the day before Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, they went and got their portrait painted or taken, I don't know, what in the 20s they did, but the 20s.
Yeah, did they have pictures in 20s? I think so.
It was they said portrait, so whatever, you can put a picture in there. But he said that was part of the Christmas surprise.
Okay,
so yeah, creepy. But Charlie and Franny, which Franny's his wife, they got married in 1911 and had 8 children, but one died when it was 6. So then they moved to Germantown in 1918, and he began sharecropping tobacco.
Sharecropping.
I don't really know what sharecropping is. I think he was just like a tobacco farmer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he was sharecropping tobacco. And then by 1927, they had saved up enough money to buy their own, like, farm. So this is just 2 years before this incident.
Okay.
That they bought their house, they bought their farm property and whatever. Yeah. So then in like the evenings, the mom, the dad, and the 2 older kids, so he's got his son Arthur, who's 16, and Marie, who's 14, I think. Oh, no, Marie's 17. So they would renovate the farmhouse and do all the stuff, you know, working on it. Well, Charles, he accidentally hit himself with an axe in the head. Yeah, and so he had like a head injury. And so like people...
I feel like I've actually been close to doing that. Sometimes it bounces
back.
Yeah.
And so they, like, his family and his neighbors both said that there was, like, a change in his personality.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, if you fucking hit your head, maybe, like, there's something messed up. But, so, fast forward, it's on Christmas Day in 1929.
I feel like Christmas back in 1929 is a way different Christmas than we have now.
Yeah, for sure. It says, like, they, I don't know how they know this. Maybe, I don't know. But so they said that the morning of 1929, they get up and the daughter, Marie, who's 17, she was in the kitchen cooking like some Christmas cake or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then so Charlie took him and his son, Arthur, who's 16, out to go hunting. And they took their two dogs and they ran out of bullets. So he sent his son into town to get ammunition.
Okay.
So then I'm assuming he like goes back to the house, whatever, or doesn't go back to the house. They think he's out hunting. So then his other two children, you gotta cut that out. So then back at the house, the daughter's in the kitchen, like finishing up cooking. And then her two younger sisters, Carrie, who was 12, and Maybelle, who was 6, decided they wanted to go see their aunt and uncle that lived nearby. So they were going to go walk there. And they leave the house. And as they're leaving the house, their dad is standing, hiding behind the barn, and he shoots them. And then to make sure that they were dead, he bludgeoned them with a hoe handle. Like, you know, like the hoe tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the dad was out hunting with one of the sons, sends the sons to go get more bullets because they're out of bullets. But obviously he wasn't out of bullets because he shot.
I'm assuming because he had more. I don't know why
he wanted. Now this is way to get his son to leave?
I don't know.
Maybe his son would stop him. I don't know.
But then, so he goes back to the house and his wife is sitting on the front porch, peeling potatoes, and he shoots her. My question is, how far is the barn from the house? You can hear a shot from a really far distance away. Yeah. Well, did the wife just hear?
But if they're hunting, you might be like hear gunshots regularly and be like, oh, they're just hunting.
But you would think that maybe one of the kids would scream like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just don't understand how the mom's just like sitting there peeling some potatoes and here's like two shots and that and there's like, I don't know. I guess the hunting thing makes sense. But so then after he pulls up onto or walks up onto the front porch, shoots his wife. Then he goes into the front door and he shoots Maria, the 17-year-old daughter. Again, don't know why people aren't freaking out that there's gunshots going on. Or yeah, maybe she was, like, running to see what was going on and she was so right
but
there.
But I agree with that because, like, yeah, it's one thing if you hear gunshots, like, out in the distance from hunting. But if you could hear a gunshot at your
on
front
your
door.
On your front porch. Yeah. So then after he shoots Marie, his daughter. Have I been saying Maria?
I don't know.
It's Marie. But after he shoots Marie, he reloads the shotgun and shoots his son, James, who's 2. And then Raymond, who's 4. And then he bludgeons his 4-month-old baby, Mary Lou.
So this dad just went on a killing spree and killed his family.
Yeah. But
did you say the dad hit his head with the axe for one of the sons? Oh, the so you're hit. Saying like he could have like they said he wasn't normal after that. So he
they said
like
his personality changed, but there's more.
So what I'll say, what about the son that went to go get more
there's
bullets?
There's more. I have no clue about him and it doesn't say. I don't know if there was much, but so then he, after he kills his whole family, he goes into the woods and is like, I don't know, hiding out there or what, but then, because I think the police are already there. So then they hear a gunshot and they're like, oh, fine. Yeah, he probably killed himself. So then their dogs lead, which I'm assuming are hunting dogs because they took them hunting earlier. But
hound dogs or something.
They were beagles.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but they lead the police to his body in the woods where he had shot himself. And then it showed like there was footprints that he was like pacing back and forth like. Weird. I don't know if he was like, what the fuck did I just do?
Well, I bet.
Yeah. But
you can live with that.
Yeah. So when they found him, he had a piece of paper on him that was to his parents that said, nobody's to blame but I. Yeah, obviously, you fucking...
Was there a reasoning to why, though?
It doesn't ever say... Well, there's theories, but... And the bodies of the family members were found with their arms crossed and rocks under their heads.
So that means remorse, right?
Yeah, yeah. But then, I'm pretty... I don't know if it was, like, where they were. So, like, he killed them and then he, like, placed them or what. But, yeah. So, I mean, he... That does mean... Remorse, yeah. They say. But some people believe that the murdering of his family was premeditated, since, like, you know, he took the family and got them new clothes.
Yeah.
And then they got their picture done. And he was like, oh, it's part of the family surprise. Surprise, I'm going to fucking kill you all.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. So.
He's like, I'm going to splurge this family before I kill them.
Yeah. And then some. All of them. Yeah. Except for one. Which is weird.
Right? Oh, is that the son that wants to get the bullets, right?
Yeah.
And I don't maybe know that's if the one. Maybe that's because he out. Liked him. And so he was like, sent him away.
I don't know. I guess I should have looked into that. I just didn't think much about it. But.
Or maybe he just got away.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But no, because he lived and he's probably like, oh, he sent me into town to get bullets. I don't know. But anyways, some also think that his head injury had something to do with it. You know, he hits himself in his head, messes something up in there. But an autopsy and analysis of his brain at John Hopkins found nothing wrong with his brain.
Like he wasn't a psychopath he
didn't,
or nothing.
Well, he didn't have any like head injury that like, you know, like frontal cortex damage can cause people to be like crazy or whatever.
He had something wrong with him to but not, kill his not whole that, family.
Like his, but the axe hitting him in the head didn't contribute to it. And there also was some rumors that his family witnessed something like.
An affair or something?
Not an affair, but like, because he was a tobacco crop sharer, so maybe they witnessed something and he had to take them all out.
Yeah, right.
There's not much on that. But in 1990, a book called White Christmas, Bloody Christmas came out. And in that book, it says that Charles was having an incestuous relationship with Marie, who's the 17-year-old daughter.
That would make so much sense.
Yeah, and then, so according to the story.
Was she pregnant?
Stella Lawson, who is a relative who had been interviewed for the book. I don't know if she's like a cousin or aunt or whatever. So Stella Lawson overheard Franny's sister-in-law and aunts, and then Stella's mother talking about how Franny had confided in them that she was concerned about the incestuous relationship between Charlie and Marie. They think Franny had been suspicious of the incest at least a year before the murders because Stella's mom, who was a part of that conversation, she had died a year prior. And she had known about that. So they're like, oh, obviously she's known for a year. Yeah. But then it was revealed in The Meaning of Our Tears, which was a book, that a close friend of Marie Lawson, Ella May, disclosed that a few weeks before Christmas, Marie had told her that she was pregnant with her father's baby and that Charlie and Franny knew about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a crazy theory right there.
But why kill your whole family?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, even, like, the four-month-old baby, like, they don't know.
Yeah, and, like, I know it's weird and gross, but, like, you don't have to kill them. She could have had the baby, and they could have given it up for adoption like, or sent the daughter away so she's not in the creepy fucking
you know
presence
this,
of her.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? That I think we already talked about it on the podcast, but that TV show that you just watched?
Which one?
With, like, the girl, it's about that May, whatever.
May? Oh, Mayor. Mayor of something.
Mayor of something.
But it's about Mayor of some town.
Guy who was doing incest stuff and had a baby, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and he killed her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, the son killed her, but he was covering for his son.
Oh, yeah, his little son. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, so I just, there's some things in that story that I don't get. Like, and I also, I know it's just, like, how do they know that he killed, like, the twins first?
Yeah, how do they know who they killed first? I guess, like, they.
Maybe, like, how.
The bullets lined up and whatnot. I don't know.
Like, time frame forensics. Or whatever. But if it was just, like, a bang, 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 you, I don't know. And that's just a little detail that doesn't really matter, but
yeah.
And I should go see. I'm gonna actually look up real quick about the son.
The one that's alive?
Yeah. So I mean I can't really find much on the son, but he was killed in a motorcycle accident and he was married with kids. But another thing. So after my hot chocolate, it's good. After the family had died and stuff, there was like a lot of like looky loohoos, you know? And so Charles' brother set up like an attraction thing where people can go
and like visit the place.
Yeah, and they had the cake that the daughter was making on display.
Oh my God.
And then like people were picking the raisins out of it, and so they had to put it on a glass container. I was like, the fuck?
People are disgusting.
Yeah. You're going to profit off of your brother killing his whole family?
Right.
But yeah, that's the gruesome story of the Lawson family murders.
Yeah. Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
I have an interesting question.
What?
If I was arrested, what would your first thought be of what I did?
You road rage or beat somebody up or something.
Beat somebody up?
Yeah.
From road rage?
Yeah.
People do not know how to drive in Oregon. I swear to God. Shittiest drivers there is.
This week I have seen a lot of people not knowing how to drive and then getting mad when you don't like let them cut you off.
You're speaking from personal experience or what?
Yes. I don't get road rage very often.
There is that crazy ice storm right now.
Not here, though.
Ken, just the other morning, it was freaking rain and ice.
Yeah, that one day. Oh, and ever since then, it's been like in the 40s, which is fucking cold, but it's not.
Jesus Christ.
The freezing rain day. That day was weird. But, yeah. Definitely something with your anger issues, though.
Yeah, so yours would be the other way. If you got arrested, it was because you crashed into someone.
I'm a good driver.
Yeah, you are.
No, I mean, I'm not the best driver, but I'm not like, I'm going to crash into somebody. I'm always like, in the car. And pay attention.
They're braking 1,000 feet in front of you. Don't stop.
See, how am I going to run into somebody when I clearly.
All right, well, that was a fun little quick short episode. Hope you enjoyed. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Merry Christmas.
See you in a couple weeks. Do not murder your family on Christmas.
No.
That would be a bummer. See you in a couple weeks. Hit that like if you're watching. Subscribe.
Merry Christmas.